Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Uh-huh. Good vibes and variety. Alice at 97.3. We're very Alice-y today. It's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, Outside Lands tickets. We're going to do those right now. We have them all day. We're going to do a pair right now. These are a pair of three-day general admission festival passes. This is huge. And we're doing them again at 12:05. And Jane's got two pairs, one at 5:05 and one at 6:05. So Outside Lands tickets. Here's how you win them right now. The word is tradition. And this has become a yearly tradition in Golden Gate Park.
Mm-hmm.
T-R-A-D-I-T-I-O-N. Tradition. Text the word tradition to our contest line 20357. And you'll be in the running for a pair of three-day general admission festival passes. For Outside Lands, Hozier, Gracie Abrams, Doja Cat, and many, many more on many stages, August 8th through the 10th in Golden Gate Park. This hour's code word is tradition. Tradition is the code word.
Good luck.
Yes, very, very good luck to you. I hope that you win. Janie sent us an email yesterday. Just a little reminder. Our Janie. It's Jane.
Hi, Jane.
Yeah, last week there was a little teaser from Ed Sheeran about a brand new song of his. Here's what it sounded like. Remember this, him dancing all around the studio? So it's just a quick little thing that he's got up there on his Instagram. It's funny. There are so many Ed Sheeran songs that I love. And so whenever you hear something for the first time, you hear that little tiny clip, you go, is this going to be the thing that's running through my head all summer long?
Yeah, the song of summer.
Yep. It's called Azizaz. Azizam. What? Something like that. It's called Azizam. A-Z-I-Z-A-M. Azizam. Azizam.
What does it mean? Yeah, you do. Don't hold out on
I don't
this.
Know. Can someone look that up? Maybe it means something, or maybe it's just some word that Ed Sheeran.
Hold on, it does mean so. I thought it was in the email, but I'll hold on to you in a second.
Yeah. So anyway, she had texted us. Emailed us.
It's Jane. Persian for my love. So Hooman
would have known. Oh, Azizam. Oh, we should have called Hooman. Jeez. We'd known it was in Farsi.
Who knows where he is.
So the new Ed Sheeran, Azizam, is out tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Because I think Eastern time, midnight, right? So on Friday, you can hear it every other hour on the hour, but that's just a little taste of it. I'll remind you tomorrow, and then there you go. She did explain it to us in the email. I just needed to read the whole thing. I didn't read past the thing where she put a heart next to it. Okay, thanks, Jane. Jane, you really had the whole thing covered, and here's me just going, well, it's an email from Jane about an Ed Sheeran song. Let me take a look at this. There's a funny Katy Perry, she's got a big tour coming up. It's called the Lifetimes Tour. All the different Lifetimes.
Can you hear Jane in her car yelling right now?
Yes,
what do I
can.
Have to do for those people?
I don't know. Call in. Try calling in. Try calling in.
It's all in the email. Jeez. All right, go on.
It literally is all in the email.
Yeah, no, I know. I got that from you.
So Katie put up a, she put up a post on Instagram where she's getting her ears filled with goop because they're getting her new in-ear monitors for this tour.
Oh, cool.
So I don't know if that means that she's going to get certain ones that are like, you know, bedazzled or whatever. But the big question is everyone's like, why is she doing this? Can someone please explain this? Can somebody? And it looks like they've actually got like a piece of string or something underneath the whole thing, I guess probably to pull it out. But it is, it does look kind of crazy that they're shooting this. You know, they used to make molds of your teeth and they put that kind of goopy stuff into the cup.
No, that's the same stuff.
It's like the same stuff.
It's a mold and then they'll make that in-ear fit exactly in her ear.
So she's got this thing between her teeth. It's maybe, what do you think that is, like an inch and a half wide, and it's sort of holding her mouth open so that she's, I guess that must be something with the way they want your
Well, when you're singing, you're opening up, and yeah, it's a thing.
They need it to stay
I wear earplugs when I surf, and it's they're critically important to, they got to fit right.
Do you? So you had molded earplugs?
No, but they make these kind that they're called Docs Pro plugs. Where I bought medium because I just think of myself as a medium dude. Like all the huge people in the world, I can't be a large, but it turns out one of them kept falling out all the time.
Oh.
So I went to the guy and I go, what's the deal here? I keep losing. And he goes, you didn't get the right size. You're a large.
Oh.
He put them in and now I've never lost one since.
Oh.
It's like very small increments we're talking about, but those need to, you sing. You have in-ears.
I have in-ears, yeah.
And they're important, right?
They're, well, they're your monitors. So for me, they are, because I am like, if I can't hear, some people just really lock in tune. And if I can't hear what I'm singing, but I can hear the guitars and everything, and it's like, yes, your hand is up.
Question for Vinny. Why do you wear, when you're surfing? What
is that
for?
There's something called surfer's ear that happens to people if you've surfed over a long period of time where you get this bone growth in your ear and you end up having to have surgery. And I have friends who multiple times have had to get this stuff removed from their ear, and it's earplugs can prevent it.
What if somebody's trying to yell, shark?
I can hear.
Okay.
I can hear.
Just want to make sure.
Oh, yeah. She even posted a thing of there's new in-ear molds for the Lifetimes tour. And she's even saying that she has her ears are filled with this gunk now. And she's, you know, her mouth's being cranked wide open. And she's saying the only thing she can hear that totally covers everything. Because they're huge. Like, you've probably seen them. Like, I think they get them all on American Idol. They've got them. And anytime you see, like, a video these days, anybody live has these things. And they sort of, like, twist into place in your ear.
They lock in, basically.
They do,
that's what
right.
I'm talking about. They have to fit just right.
Yep.
Your ear, and that way they stay in otherwise. And
they cover every, like, there is no sound. So yours must be somewhat permeable to sound. You can still hear when someone's yelling to you.
Other musicians in the band usually want to have them as well, but often a guitar player, bass player, and drummer can lock in and know where they are based
on what
the
drummer's
doing.
Well, they hear each other, they're amplified, right.
But a singer, if they can't hear where they are in this, they're just lost.
Right. You know, the thing is, too, like, if you're standing in front of your monitor, and which is just a speaker. It's like we're kind of in the weeds. There's a stage mix and it sounds very different from what you hear out in front of what's coming out of the PA that has reverb and all and effects on it and all these things and everything's been mixed by somebody in the front of the house. The mix on the stage is really different. It's a lot cleaner. There's no, you know, you're not listening to your voice through all kinds of different effects. And if you're not standing in front of your wedge monitor that's pointed up at your face and it's a loud stage volume, if you're standing over here or you're thinking you're going to run around on the stage, you're going to go back and forth, you literally cannot. You could be singing at the top of your lungs and you cannot hear. You see people put their finger in their ear because they're like, then you can kind of hear it. And so if you have these, now you're running around with a battery pack on your back and your monitor is being poked right into your ears. And you can say, I need the keyboard because I know that's 100% in tune. Give me the keyboard. Give me John's mic. Give me the bass.
Oh,
I don't want any
pro.
Drums. Well, that's, I know what I want.
Right.
Because that's, you have to tune your voice to that. And then you can hear your own voice through it too. But anyway, it's just funny. I've never, there she is sitting with her mouth open. I didn't do that.
She's getting ready to, so the tour hasn't begun yet then.
Well, it doesn't appear to have because
but it looks like this
I know
is
the
just
tickets are on sale for it, Vin.
Getting started.
But it looks like she's getting them done.
And that's on the Facebook. I'm putting it on Facebook.
Oh, good
page,
idea. So.
Go Katie. I hope
Go
your tour
Katie.
Goes great.
Go Katie. I meant to get to this yesterday. It's just a little quickie here. Jerry Halliwell of the Spice Girls.
Oh, okay.
It's Ginger Spice. She was Sexy Spice, and then she was Ginger Spice, and then they broke up and blah, blah, blah. She is saying there will be something. It looks like this year. The last time they reunited and played live.
Don't ask me. If you're a Spice Girls fan, then you're psyched. Apparently, don't do that. You don't care enough to hold your breath for this.
I can't wait.
Here it is. This is the headline. Jerry Halliwell details potential future Spice Girls reunion as she hints there will be something. That doesn't sound like she's detailing it, but okay. The last time that they were together and performed was for the 2012 London Olympics. There was some video a few years back at, I think maybe like at Posh Spice's birthday party or something. They did perform some songs together, but it was at like a private party. The end. That's it. She's just saying there, she's teasing it. That is, it says she details. Let's see here. She detailed what a potential reunion might look like. No, she's not doing that. My hope is that we come back together as a collective. It's more respectful to come as one. When she was asked if she means that means the five of them would reunite together, she said, there will be something. We'll come as one.
Okay.
That is, you know, that's certainly a goal, to come together. You know, that's good for them. All five of them at once.
She's been getting a lot of airtime.
She doesn't get a drum hit? Didn't you hear that?
That wasn't a joke.
Yeah, it was.
Thank you. Thanks.
That show Drive to Survive, that Formula One show that's very popular on Netflix, her husband is a celebrity. He is a...
Oh, Jerry Halliwell's married to called? Drive to Survive?
Yeah, he's the principal, which is kind of like the manager, the GM for the Red Bull team, which is the best team in Formula One. So she's been on that show a lot, and he had a lot of scandal last year.
Oh.
Yeah, with...
he cheating on her?
He was sending texts to somebody that worked at Red Bull, and
oh.
so...
Oh, no.
So she had a
Jerry.
Rough year, and it's good to see that she's doing this.
You know, she's actually, I'm looking at some pictures of her here where she almost looks like she's in mourning. She's got like, you know, sort of this black cap with this netting over the front of her face. I wonder if that's like the death of her relationship.
She's been sticking by him solidly.
But she's, at least she looks publicly. Like she's still sad about it, though.
It was a big scandal.
Well, yeah, you don't cheat on Sexy Spice, Ginger Spice, whatever. They all look pretty good still. I mean, I always loved Baby Spice.
You did?
No, I didn't like any of them all that much.
What
really.
Are you talking about?
She was the cutest.
Baby was Emma Bunton.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then there's two girls, both with the same name, right? Scary Spice and Sporty Spice are both like Janet or something. I can't think of their name. Doesn't one of them have a kid with Eddie Murphy? Doesn't matter. Who cares? Blah, blah, blah. Let's find another story. you know what? I meant to tell you this early, and it got away from me.
That's Scary that has the baby.
Oh, Scary has it?
Yeah.
Melanie! Their names are Melanie Chisholm and Melanie Scary Spice.
That's it, exactly.
Thank you.
I could look it up real
quick. Yeah. And then, of course, there's Posh Spice. She stayed famous because she married the soccer player, the football player. Kim Delaney is off the hook. Like,
she didn't run that guy down at all.
She did run him down. She tried,
right.
But she didn't.
Right.
And neither of them wants to press charges against the other. And so the cops were like, okay, well, we don't want to press charges either of them. And they walked. There will be, they're saying, off the hook after felony assault arrest. If you missed this, Kim Delaney is a TV star, probably best known for NYPD Blue. In the late 90s into the early 2000s.
I don't know her from anything else,
I don't
to
either.
Be honest with you.
Yeah. I think we saw other... She was on like a soap opera for a while.
Yes.
But anyway, they're saying she appeared in court yesterday and her husband, James Morgan, was also arrested. There was video of her trying to hit him with her car and the district attorney's office decided not to file any charges. Said they didn't have sufficient evidence to move forward, and neither one of them apparently was looking to press charges, so that's that, I guess. Anyways, fun story. You know, if you like stories about people mowing each other down.
That is, just goes back to that relationship thing, when we were talking about Cardi B and those people, you know, they fight, they love hard, They hate hard, and then they're back in love again. Mm. Okay.
That's what keeps them going. That's the gasoline that keeps them running. We fight and fight, and then we make up. It's very passionate.
I guess.
Keep that passion alive. Fight in front of everybody all the time. And the other thing I wanted to mention really quickly, just because it's so scary, Dwayne Johnson, you guys might know him as The Rock.
Yes.
He has his own jet. Surprise.
Oh.
Can you look up his net worth? Let's find out what The Rock is worth. I'm going to say that guy's got to be at least a half a billion, right? Like, he's just...
Oh, I was going to say, I'll say a quarter.
Okay. So 250 million, I'm saying half a million.
I remember this number because he was the highest paid star last year. Remember, you did that list. He his net worth is about, according to this, 800 million.
Oh, so he's pushing $1 billion. Yeah. Dollars. Yeah. You know, doesn't he have like a water line, like a water that he hawks some energy drink or something?
I don't know.
That's where all the money is. You know, we got to get our own
line of water. I got a filter that I turn on and then I pour it in this thing. Mm. That's what I drink.
Feels free, doesn't it?
Yeah. Boom.
Just buy those filters.
Oh, I mean, I got to buy the filters,
He's involved with Voss.
Oh, is that a water thing?
Yeah. Voss is very high-end.
I've never heard of it. Does he have a liquor? Who cares? He's got enough money to buy a $65 million jet. So The Rock has a jet that's worth $65 million, and it had some kind of mechanical issue midair. They had to make an emergency landing.
He's poor.
He's par.
He's got a beater jet.
He's got a beater jet. Yeah, that's exactly right.
Oh, that's too bad.
Hey, is that a beater jet? That sounds like a good jet to me. You think a jet was more like $100 million?
I feel like.
Okay. I don't know. I haven't been pricing jets lately.
I don't know. When I was a little boy, my dad worked at the Orange County Airport, which was later named John Wayne Airport. And then I think they took that name away. But either way, my dad would work on those Cessnas. And people can own those little planes. They're private planes. He would work on those and even brought one home and had
those
it in our
garage. Little,
but
that's not really jets, right?
I don't even think those are 100,000.
Oh, I don't.
They're not.
No idea.
People can own those. But yes. A jet?
Yeah. What are they called? G4s or G5s or something? I don't know what it is. This looks like it looks like it maybe seats six people. It's not like it's not like Drake's jet, which looks like a full-size plane to me.
There's a Gulfstream and then there's Learjets. Learjets are a little smaller normally. But
let me see if it says
Gulfstream's the one that all the fancy people have.
Let's see. it's a Gulfstream G6. No, G650.
That's a great plane.
He was headed from Hawaii to Houston, Texas for the opening of the United Football League's second season. Oh, that's right. He's got his own.
How much did you say his jet was? $65 million?
That's what they're saying here.
That's a nice jet.
Okay.
I don't know anything about jets.
Some kind of major glitch. They say they had to turn. They had left Hawaii and had to turn back, hoping to make it. He said, I was supposed to be. It took place about 35 to 40 minutes after takeoff, so they weren't too far out. Imagine you're 3 hours in the middle on top of the ocean.
A new Gulfstream G450 costs between $38 million and $43
million. Oh.
So he's got a nice jet.
He's got a nicer one than a brand new. Yeah. Well, I mean, not too surprising, right? He's got a staff standing by, ready to fly him wherever he wants to go. Hey, jet me over there. And private jets, they fly higher and faster than a regular jet.
Is that right?
Yeah. Well, the two times I was on it, I was like, wow, that took no time at all. Maybe I was just enjoying myself so much. I'll never be on one again. Okay, what's coming up with the news, Vin?
Oh, so much stuff, well, hold on. Darn it.
There must be something.
I was busy with nonsense while you were doing your thing, and now I got to get back to business. The news is next.
Okay,
I can't.
Great.
God, jeez.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Leewood, it's time to turn heads, drop jaws, and feel unstoppable. Beaumont Health and Wellness brings you award-winning weight loss, hormone therapy, and advanced beauty treatments like body contouring, microneedling, and injectables. Sign up for our weight loss shots and get your first week free. Plus, receive a free body composition analysis and a free B12 shot to fire up your metabolism. Beaumont Health and Wellness, luxuriously bold, effortlessly sexy, undeniably you. Spots are limited. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Oh, take it out. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good vibes and variety. Check out the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. We put a bunch of stuff up there today. It's always the info on everything we talked about on the show today at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
I can never get enough, Miss Rachel. I appreciate you saying that.
Sure. You know, thanks. You got to rub the bottle.
Take it out. And then take it out.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Trevor Noah and George Lopez tickets all week. We're looking for your funnest, funniest, most entertaining text.
I love it.
You, our listener, throughout the morning, text us your best at 800-400-3697.
Yeah, Maddie said that he picked out a really good one that we haven't even heard. So you might have read it, but I don't think I've heard it.
If your text is selected, you win a pair of tickets to see Trevor Noah on May 24th and George Lopez on May 31st at the Mountain Winery Concert Series, courtesy of Golden Voice.
Sweet.
All right, so here's what's happening. It's nice out in downtown San Francisco. We've lost that gloomy...
Yeah, overcast.
Dark, yeah, it's just sunny blue skies, so should be a nice day, and it looks like we're done with that for a little while, at least a little while.
Yeah,
the nothing snow, though, in Tahoe is thick, and they're still digging out. I just read a story, I think I'm now following CHP Truckee.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And they said, we just had to dig out two cars who put chains on their front tire, the chains on the front tires of rear wheel drive cars.
Oh.
Which doesn't work. You need them to be where the
Power
where the
turn is going
to. Exactly. Right.
It doesn't help you at all. That's really weird. Like, to drive something rear wheel drive in snow is silly.
To have gotten that far and not thought, I should ask someone, which side?
Yeah.
Usually anyone would tell you, well, you know, which maybe they wouldn't even know that. Yeah, maybe they'd be like,
I can't even think of the last time I had a rear wheel drive car. It was my Camaro, I think. When I was a kid, I had a bitchin' Camaro.
Old cars did have that rear wheel drive, yes.
Well, that was fun driving in the snow, too.
Oh, yeah, you would have been in snow. Oh. Mildred. Simonerluto. Come here. Cool. I need you to come here and look at this word. And I just want you to say that out loud.
Simonerluto. What you said, man.
What a long combination of... I don't get it. Okay, wow. Mildred.
Yeah, Milias.
Has been living the past year in anguish.
Oh, no. What happened to Mildred?
Fretting over a lost lottery ticket.
Oh.
With the winning numbers to a $2.5 million jackpot.
How do you
Mildred, 76. I'm going to tell you.
All right.
Mildred, 76. Told Pittsburgh's Action News. She purchased the ticket last May at the Shop and Save in Murraysville. But after she realized she possessed the winning ticket 2 weeks later, she couldn't find the ticket. And that's because she donated the jacket where she placed it with other clothing. I was stupefied.
So she must have always played the same.
There are no words for it, honey.
She always plays the same numbers?
There's no expression.
Oh, my God.
How can I get that ticket back? I don't know how she knows that she has the winning ticket.
That she has to play the same numbers. Is it possible that because the lottery knows where that thing was sold and what time, that they could look at video? That's it. If you don't have the ticket, you got nothing, right?
Yeah, well, I think the lottery people say, find your ticket.
And we'd be happy to pay you.
We're not interested in pulling video and trying to cross-check you
right
with any other old lady that might have been in here.
But you can even see the jacket was wearing.
The jacket's gone. She said the Cash 5 ticket with the winning numbers, 14, 22, 35, 33, 38, expires May 8th.
Oh, no.
And she's still frantically hunting for this.
She's never going to find it. And do they not wash the stuff? I thought they washed stuff before they put it out at the
well. Why do you think that?
Because it's clothing, and I would think they'd wash it. But, I mean, maybe I'm just crazy.
You're just crazy.
Okay.
I mean,
I really
maybe
feel like,
I'm wrong, but I feel like Goodwill is all, wash it.
I feel like they wash it. Because well, otherwise it has BO all over
we'll
it.
Put it someone else's nobody stuff. Donates BO stuff.
Yes, they do.
Just put it on a hanger and put a $5 price tag on it and call it good. And if it stinks, we'll call it $4.
How unfortunate that a jacket she was wearing the week before, she's like, well, I'm done with this. I'm going to go ahead and...
I have an answer for you.
Okay.
Goodwill, like most thrift shops, generally do not wash donated clothes before putting them on the sales floor.
So that means that
somebody... One point for me!
Okay, give him... that's on me, right?
Yeah, what are you talking about? Give him. You're the giver.
Sorry, well, he's going to do the game, so I was...
All right.
You're right, though. I do keep the score.
Yes.
So they just would... They would need to know who they sold the stupid coat to.
It doesn't matter.
Somebody snapped it right up, I guess, huh?
Authorities with the Pennsylvania Lottery told her she must possess the lottery ticket to claim the jackpot. And the ticket could be anywhere in the world.
They do need to get the word out because, honestly, the person who owns that ticket now owns her jacket. And that person should be alerted that
they... Let me ask you a question.
Might have a... What?
I buy that jacket at the Goodwill.
Yep.
I put it on. Mm-hmm. I put my... hand in the pocket and pull out a lottery ticket and I go, I'm going to go turn this in and see what happens. Is it wrong that I turned in the lottery ticket in the jacket I just bought? Or is it important for me, especially if I see this story?
You bought it at the Goodwill. It's yours. It's like buying a $12 masterpiece Renoir.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is. I'm sorry, you don't have to go tracking that person down. If you found it and you got that ticket, maybe, although they're not saying that anybody's claimed it, correct?
No, they haven't said that. But what I'm saying is it just feels like if you're someone who is lucky enough to find this ticket now, are you supposed to give it back to her or are you the winner of the $2.5 million jackpot?
I mean, I feel like you're the winner.
All right.
But I feel bad for the lady.
Well, yeah. But I mean, I could see a young person going, listen, this is my ticket.
Yeah. How old you say she is? Like 70?
She's 76.
Well, her name's Mildred.
Yeah.
Stands to reason, right?
I don't know. I mean, there's these Millie. Things go around.
Millie.
I like the name Mildred.
Do you?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yep.
I go Matilda over Mildred.
All right. Well, I mean,
Mildred. Mildred just sounds like your crotchety great aunt.
I mean, I didn't do it, and it wasn't on my list of baby names, and I had long lists of baby names, but certainly, you know, I would consider Mildred.
Millie's cute.
Millie is very cute. Yeah, I mean. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Old fashioned, very old fashioned. You're right. It's fine.
A fake trucking company stole 80,000 pounds of meat.
Fake trucking company. Why wouldn't they just deliver the meat? I don't understand. What are you going to do with 80,000 pounds of meat?
And I'll tell you, I've not even really watched the show. The bear is the only time I've ever seen someone buy some meat out of a parking lot, out of the back of some dude's truck.
Yeah.
So there
does seem fishy.
There's a black market for this for sure.
Like, I guess if you had enough contacts at enough restaurants, you could be like, I'm going to offload this. I got 80,000 pounds of it. People are like, I got a big freezer. Give me 20 grand worth.
A fake trucking company stole 80,000 pounds of beef from a Tennessee meat packing plant last week.
So they backed their truck in and said, yep, we're picking it up.
If that sounds like a lot, they say that is a lot. The authorities say it's worth $350,000.
Oh, my God. Well, is
of
it
meat.
80,000 pounds, 40 tons? Well, 2 tons is it? 2,000 pounds is a ton. So 80,000 pounds is 40 tons. What? Like, they don't even make bridges you can go across. I don't know. It feels like very heavy.
Cross that bridge with our truckload of stolen meat?
I mean, what's the weight limit on the bridge?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
The meat was supposed to go out to customers, but the shipping coordinator subcontracted it out to a company called List Trucking Sales, which was not a legit business. Oh. It was made up to steal the meat. No one checked out the drivers who picked it up. It's unclear what the thieves planned to do with all this meat.
Eat it.
I'm pretty sure you steal stuff to sell it, but maybe
sell it.
Could be.
Yeah.
I mean, you probably have some deer bologna from 3 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In my freezer.
I don't know how many guys.
Will you eat it, or is that?
No. If it's been frozen, And plus, it's bologna. It doesn't.
How many years can deer bologna be frozen before it's no? That's not good anymore.
I've eaten. I know probably at least 3 or 4 year old meat from my parents have like the big giant, two of them freezers where they've just kept meat for years. And
so
stuff.
When you visit, they're like,
I go
pull
take
out
some.
A
yeah, some. Takes. Get yourself a round of sausage. Treat yourself a round of sausage.
And then how do you keep it frozen and get it home? How do you get home with that?
That's, I would think because you're visiting, you pull out extra meat just for your visit.
For when I'm there, but I do bring some home. I always bring meat home, from there and from Lebanon County and Lebanon bologna from Pennsylvania. I like that. So I freeze that and bring that too.
Is that also deer bologna?
No. It's just a type of bologna that's found in Pennsylvania and you don't see it out here, so.
And how do you eat the Lebanon bologna?
On bread with a little mustard.
Mustard, okay.
Yeah.
Like, what kind of bread?
If I'm home, it's going to be probably the cheapest white bread that my parents could find.
Like Wonder Bread?
Oh, yeah. No cheaper than that. Oh. Or the store brand is.
Hey, but if you're here.
They're frugal people. If they're here, I would eat it on a nice piece of sourdough.
Sounds good.
My brother, there was a point. When I was a little boy, my mom would make these like incredible meals.
She's a
great cook. Like if I were sitting somewhere and someone said, this is from the best chef in the entire world. It's Wagyu beef. This meal would cost you $500 just for this steak. That's the best thing in the world.
A Michelin star.
Or Sandy's macaroni and sauce.
No.
I'm going with Sandy's macaroni and sauce 10 out of 10 times. I'm not into meat. But my brother would have, he just didn't want to eat anything she made ever. And he would get 3 pieces of bologna and a mustard on the plate. And that kid was in heaven.
Yeah. And that's what she'd serve him for dinner because it was all he wanted.
We're talking about a handful of his years, like formative years. She would just do that because that's all he wanted.
Mm.
And he'd roll it up and dip into the mustard.
I was kind of like him.
I can't believe 3 pieces was enough.
What do you want me to tell you?
My dad had a rule, you have to take a spoon of everything, and if you don't take a spoon, I'll give you one. And you didn't want his spoonful.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, because it was a big heaping. Oh, yeah. Or was it a
I thought he was
going to
hit you with a spoon.
A little bit of both. A little bit of here, yeah.
Anyway, no word on the thieves yet. They haven't turned up. And while there is a black market for everything, that's a lot of meat.
It is a lot of meat. Yeah. And meat spoils quickly.
Well, maybe
there's a refrigerator
maybe
truck.
Freeze it.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, that's a lot. That's, you know, 40 tons of meat.
We got a text contest going.
Okay,
800-400-3697. Did we just transition into weight limits on bridges? Yeah, we don't know what to
do. Yeah, it's fine. It just seems like so much meat and such a huge... How much does a tractor trailer weigh? Like, I don't know.
You're doing it again.
I know. I'm so sorry.
925. Mildred was my grandma's name and Matilda is my drunk name.
Oh!
Do people have drunk names?
My son Riley is Andrew. Andy,
oh, yeah.
Andy comes out whenever he's drunk. I'm like, who is this guy?
You keep the winnings, says 707. You are unlucky to be shopping at Goodwill. Well, I don't know about that, but okay.
I shop at Goodwill.
You do?
I have, absolutely. I'll go buy a bunch of pairs of jeans there if I need material.
You guys ready for the winner?
Yeah, we're ready. Who won?
Okay, for a little context, let me just play this.
He stuck that in there.
Why does it sound so transistory?
I don't know, and that's something I'm going to have to work out. But the winner sent in this text. Hold on a second. Maddie, he's in the lot. Better grab that cart you forgot. Maddie. That was from Lori in Santa Rosa. She wrote a little song. You don't like it?
Okay.
Very self-serving. But okay.
It was very self-serving.
Really,
but she took the time to write a song.
That's true. Okay. I feel like everyone's winning in that room. We had Bob's limerick yesterday. We got Maddie's little song.
Hey.
Maddie's on the lodge.
Hey,
know
your audience.
Grab your cart. Yes. All right. Anyway, congratulations.
We both thought that was really cute in this room. And, okay.
Yeah, Bob's on your side. She has to be in a room with you.
Oh, that might be true.
Anyway, what game are we playing today? By the way, that person who wrote that is going to get Trevor Noah and George Lopez tickets because they're the funniest texts of the day, according to Maddie. And all this week we've been doing that. So we have more tickets to come. Try again tomorrow.
All right, we were talking about the new Beatles movie. So here's a little Beatles quiz for you.
Oh, all right. Rad.
Awesome.
All right. We'll start with Vinny.
All right, by the way, Vinny already has a point.
Vinny, what was the name of the Beatles' first album? Was it Help, Please Please Me, or A Hard Day's Night?
I'm going to go Help, Bob.
I thought it was Meet the Beatles. I think it's Please Please Me.
Please Please Me is correct.
Mm.
What was the last album, Sarah, that the Beatles recorded together? Was it Abbey Road, Let It Be, or the White Album?
Let It Be. No, it could be Abbey Road.
I'm going to say the White Album.
Yeah, it's Abbey Road, actually.
Oh, Raj.
Mm-hmm. Well, one to one.
Misleading me on purpose. Yeah. Sneaky.
I was trying to think about that, the songs that they were writing in that documentary. And I thought those were all on Let It Be.
When you talked about the movie they're making, I was truly wondering, because I'm late to the Beatles and I don't really know all the stuff. But they're huge. They're the hugest band. Like, will people be all, I knew all that? Or will people go, oh,
well, the no by the idea. Way, they're doing four picks. One for each Beatle.
Wait,
yeah,
what?
I know that wasn't in our story, but that's something I found.
You're telling, oh, is little, that why they're later. Talking about them being done 3 years from now?
Yeah, probably.
And each person, each one of those people will be in all the movies, but each one will be each one's
feature
life story.
The main yes. guy. Yes.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
It. Yep, I decided I like it.
Okay.
All right.
1-1, Vinny's turn.
Vinny,
here we go.
What Beatles song was originally called Scrambled Eggs? Was it Blackbird, Yesterday, or Let It Be?
I'm going to say Let It Be.
It was Yesterday.
You are correct.
You knew that?
With authority.
I did know it. Scrambled Eggs.
Are you kidding me?
No.
What was the first song the Beatles performed on the Ed Sullivan Show in 64? Was it I Want to Hold Your Hand, She Loves Me, or All My Lovin'?
Oh, geez. What are the choices again?
I Want to Hold Your Hand, She Loves You, or All My Lovin'?
She Loves You.
I want to hold your hand.
I want to hold your hand is correct.
2-2.
All right, got two of these left. Who was the producer often called the fifth Beatle? Was it Brian Epstein, George Martin, or Billy Preston?
George Martin.
It's George Martin.
George Martin is correct. All right, and what year did the Beatles officially break up? 69, 70, or 71?
That's you first.
70.
69.
It is 1970.
All right, Vinny wins.
Vinny wins?
Yep, 4-3.
Oh, he hasn't had to, we haven't had to.
You're expecting me to win, so you. El campeón del pueblo. Okay, thank you so much for the kisses. Let me just throw that out.
Hey, you in the hallway. You're getting kisses. Look at.
Oh, I don't care. Please.
They anyway, love it. What are you talking about? They love it.
That was
it.
Great. What an incredible win, Vinny.
Thank you so
to
much,
be very
everyone.
Proud. Yeah.
I'm happy to represent all my people.
The Beatles fans? Or
Oh, no.
Oh, oh.
The
just
entire
the, just
Bay
everyone.
Area.
Got
and,
it.
And
all
the
right.
people's champion, Sarah.
You are. That is true. Goodbye. Be sure to listen to Jane's show. She's got your chance for Outside Lands tickets. And all right, then enjoy Hump Day. And enjoy Survivor if you get to watch that on the actual day it comes out. And we'll see you back here on Already Thursday.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow the Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.